The special cameras are installed in the BC Ferries Dock in Sturdee's Bay and Galliano Island. The confined space of the Gulf Islands and rise in marine traffic has dramatically increased the chances for both humpback and killer whales of being hit or endangered by boats. The initiative is led by researchers at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute with funding from the Canadian government. The thermal imaging cameras work by detecting the difference in temperature between the whales and the surrounding water and air when they surface to breathe. BC Ferries spokesperson Astrid Braunschmidt says BC Ferries wants to do its best to help in the study.
We believe it's important to support research projects such as this one, as the marine community in general will benefit greatly from these findings.
Just in May of this year, a Washington State ferry hit and is believed to have killed a juvenile humpback whale in Elliott Bay. The Canadian Department of Fisheries and Oceans ruled a November death of an adult female humpback whale near Vancouver was due to being hit by some type of a ship. Craig McCullough, KNKX News, Vancouver, BC.